This is Hannan University. Welcome, 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 welcome to the University English Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 6 of the University English Podcast on Finance. I'm Lin Wang from Hannan University in Japan, and I'm talking to Martin Parsons, our English professor. Hi, Martin. It's great to see you.
Hi, Lin. What's new?
Not a lot. What about you?
Well, I've been pretty busy lately. I don't know where the time goes. So, what are we talking about today?
Do you remember what we discussed last time?
How could I forget? This finance stuff is really exciting.
I'm glad you think so. It may not be exciting, but it is important. So what were we talking about?
Okay, sorry. I think we were talking about money you can earn. You called it returns.
That's right. And we will talk a little more about that now.
More returns? More money coming in? I'm happy with that. You said last time that there are three main types of returns. The first was interest, right? What are the other two?
Dividends and capital gains. Let's start with dividends.
Fair enough. Is that the dividend you get when you win a bet on horse racing?
What? What are you talking about? Don't be silly.
No, I'm serious. That's what you call the money you get when you win a bet.
On horse racing?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, finance is not gambling, you know.
Seriously?
Okay, there is risk in making investments, but it's not gambling.
Risk?
Yes, there's risk. Things can go wrong, but we'll talk about that next time.
Okay, sorry. So, today we're talking about dividends, not horse racing, no?
Yes. Now, when investors buy a company's stocks, they may get dividends from the company as returns.
Hey, just a moment. What are stocks?
Stocks? They are certificates which say you own part of a company. They can also be called shares. Large companies usually aren't owned by a single person. Lots of people share the ownership. They invest money in the company and then they have shares in the company.
Why are there two words, stocks and shares?
Well, there is a slight difference. Basically, stocks refers to the general idea of owning part of a company. And shares refers to owning part of a particular or a specific company. Does that make sense?
I think so, but this might be getting a little confusing. Perhaps we should just consider stocks and shares as different words for the same basic concept.
That's a good idea. So when you buy stocks or shares in a company, in return, you will get two things. The first is a right to vote on things about the company. All the shareholders vote to decide important company matters.
Just like electing a government.
It's very similar, but there is a difference.
What do you mean? When we vote for a government, everyone gets one vote, right? Isn't it the same?
No, in this case, you get one vote for every share you own.
So if you have a lot of shares, you get a lot of votes.
That's it. The other thing you get is a dividend each year, which is money. And the amount of the dividend depends on how well the company did that year.
So if the company sold a lot of things and made a big profit, your dividend should be large.
Exactly.
But if the company didn't do so well,
your dividend will be small, or maybe you won't get any dividend at all.
So this is just like horse racing. If you choose the right horse or company, you get lots of money. But if you choose the wrong horse or company...
I thought I told you that investing is not gambling.
Sorry.
There is just one more thing to say about this.
What's that?
There are two kinds of stock that you can buy.
Two? What are they?
They are called common stock and preferred stock. Common stock is a kind of stock we've talked about today, but preferred stock is a little different.
Do preferred stock owners get something special?
Yes, usually they get a higher dividend, and the dividend they get is decided, a little like interest at a bank or a government bond.
I see. Do they have any special rights in deciding things about the company?
No, they don't. In fact, they don't get to vote on company matters at all. But in exchange for that, they get paid before common stockholders.
Okay, I think I understand. So which do you recommend, Lin? Common stock or preferred stock?
That depends on a lot of factors. And we will talk about these factors as we go through these podcasts.
All right. Thanks, Lin. And thanks to you, finance lovers. See you next time.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the University English Podcast.